Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This time, he's back again. He's looking. He is going deep for Quez Watkins, who has it, goes in for the touchdown. The strike to Quez Watkins. He hit him in stride for 53 yards.
Yes, that was Merrill Reese. Eagles win. That's the one passing touchdown. It feels like Jalen's thrown for more touchdowns, but he's certainly been in the end zone as the Eagles roll. And now they head down to Washington to play Carson Wentz and the Washington Commanders. To discuss is Ron Jaworski, Ike, who joins us on Football Fridays at 4 p.m., just like right now. What's up, Jaws?
Johnny and Ike, I really want to upset you guys early. I'm in Palm Springs, California, representing the Philadelphia Eagles alumni in the Super Bowl of golf today and tomorrow. So it's going to be a good omen when every time you mention Super Bowl, we could talk about Eagles and Eagles alumni.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, Ike's an Eagle alumni. Were you not invited to Palm Springs?
I did not get invited.
No, wait. Ike knows you got to earn your way, man.
My game's not ready for Palm Springs yet, Jones.
Hey, by the way, it's about 103 degrees out here, so no one's game is ready for this.
It's a dry heat, though, right, Jaws? So it's not humid,
so
at least.
So is an oven.
It's a good comeback.
I always love the dry heat comment. All right, so we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk to us. How impressed were you with Jalen Hurts' performance on Monday night?
I was. Uh-oh. It jumps out when I look at the tape, is the anticipation of the throws. And that really is always the key to playing quarterback. You know, guys at the NFL level can throw, but the anticipation was there. The reading of the coverage was there. The action was there. I was very impressed.
So based on what you saw from week one to week two, and it really, Jaws, this was something that a lot of people were saying, like, hey, listen, I need to see the improvement. We saw last year, and it was good. Now what can he do between being a starter last year and then being a starter this year? So far, has he checked a lot of the boxes for you?
Right now, he's checked all the boxes. And you guys know I was cautious coming into the season. And mm-hmm. I was basing my caution on the way he played in that Tampa Bay game, the way the Eagles offense played in that game. I wanted to see improvement coming into this season. Now, I'd heard all the offseason work. We all know he's a – you need it to skill. Through two games, he has shown it on the field. I mean, I wonk for mechanics.
All right, we're gonna put him on hold. Listen, if he doesn't have a signal, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, we can just talk to Jaws. But if we can get it cleared up and we can get a clearer signal, that's fine. But to what Jaws was saying, he was somebody, we talked to him in the offseason, and he was like, hey, listen, I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts. Like, he did well last year, but I need to see a lot more before I'm going to say that he's the guy going forward. And mm-hmm. like he said, he has checked the boxes for him through two games here. So now he's got 15 more to go as the starter. But –
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was unwarranted to have questions about Jalen coming in as to whether or not had he made the improvements over the offseason from where he was last year. That wasn't acceptable, even though it was his first year as a full-time starter. And he played well at times. Moving forward, if you were going to get to the next level, he needed to improve. So until you actually see those things, because they don't play in the preseason a ton, it's hard to really go ahead and feel like, okay, I've seen enough. Right? Even he looked good in the first preseason game. It was like, okay, that's one drive against a vanilla defense in the first preseason game of the summer. That's not telling me a whole lot.
Right?
And then, you know, you get reports from practice, and there are some good days, there are some bad days, whatever. So you need to get to the regular season to see the improvements yourself. And through two games, I like what I've seen. I don't know how you can't like what you've seen through two games. He's giving you a little bit of everything. He's giving you the fact that he has improved throwing the ball from the pocket, throwing with anticipation. He's hit a couple of deep balls down the field versus man-to-man coverage. So he has great ball placement from that standpoint. And he didn't compromise one of his strengths, which is the ability to keep plays alive and use his legs to extend drives. And so that aspect of his game is still there. Now it just becomes, okay, the more the rest of the league sees that, the adjustments they make, and whether or not he can continue to do that week in and week out. But I don't know how you can't be impressed with what you've seen the first 2 weeks of Jalen. I don't know how you can't be impressed. There's nothing not to like about what you've seen.
Agreed. Jaws is going to call us back from a hard line. Okay, so he will join us coming up here in a second as he's got to go out. So I guess the news that just came out, this is the injury report, Jack. So you have Dickerson's now questionable with a foot injury.
Oh, for the Eagles.
Did not practice today with a foot injury.
Huh. What type of foot injury?
Hopefully not, Liz.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, what type of foot injury?
So has he not been practicing because of calling it rest?
I think today was the first practice he missed.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, McClain says it's the first time he's popped up on an injury report and the first time he hasn't practiced on a Friday, so.
Okay. All right, well, that's something to monitor right there.
Who's our backup guard?
That's what I was just.
Driscoll slip in there?
Probably. All right. I'm going to quickly Google the Eagles depth chart. Well, I mean, at least.
I know a lot of people think, is it Sturgeon? What's our center's name?
Cam Jurgens.
I think he would be the answer there.
So it's Sua Opeta is listed as the backup and they have Josh Sills as the backup at the other guard.
Maybe Jamon Brown?
He is not on the roster.
Stop going
Jack.
To Jamon Brown.
Come on, man. Give Carson one last one last memory.
Yeah, let's see if Jalen likes that.
See if he can survive.
Yeah, see if he can survive with Jamon Brown.
He's doing.
Out there.
He's allowing touchdowns and doing the Louisville sign.
Yes,
he was fixing his gloves mid-rep.
He was never happier to lose a game in his life. That guy and get smoked in the game too. God, he was bad. All right, Tom's calling from Vancouver. Jaws will call back in a second. Tom, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, I'm fine, gentlemen. However, I am a little bit concerned here because I'm listening to this, and I'm listening to the former president or of the LTBB,
mm-hmm.
who sounds, and Mad Mike even, sounding somewhat saccharine sweet towards Wentz. And I have to say, I feel abandoned here in the Great White North as the chapter head of it. He left us. He left us in the trenches. He took $128 million from our team and went ahead and did this. What is he doing? And I'm wondering, Ike, what do you think about this? What would Renee think? You feel warm and fuzzy about this guy? He's our ex.
Well, I mean, I don't feel any different than I've always felt, Tom. Why would I feel any different today?
Well, I'll tell you, this guy, when he left the city, he did not send a message until he did that Instagram post or whatever it was that his PR firm probably wrote for him anyway. We didn't hear anything about this guy. It was worse to me than being left at the altar because he ended up leaving with that massive contract that he got paid for. And he talks this spirituality talk, but then he seems to not walk the walk in terms of he seems to be all insecure and very, very centered on himself. He's not open to change.
Spirituality, or is that just like that's his makeup as a football player and a quarterback? Thank you for the phone call. I mean, I think we're looking for reasons to not like Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Ron Jaworski's back live from California. Thanks for calling back, Jaws.
Hey, my apologies, guys. I think we have a hard line now, and we can talk.
You sound great.
Sounds so much better.
So you were just telling us the development that he's made from year one, the year one starter, year two starter.
No question. Just a quantum leap for Hurts. And you guys know how much I believe in the proper mechanics at the quarterback position, and he has improved so much. And, you know, last year I was cautious. The disappointment of the Tampa Bay game and that performance kind of caused me to be cautious, and I wanted to see how he made it through the offseason. You know, we all know he's a great young man, and he was a hardworking guy, but you want to see how negativity affects him, and clearly it did not bother him. He worked through it. The first two games he has been absolutely spectacular. I thought the best game he played was Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. His anticipation throws, he was making the throws in the past. I would think he would check it down. He has confidence in receiving core. There were guys open. I thought the design by Shane Steichen was absolutely fantastic. They really changed it up. They attacked the Vikings secondary. But clearly Hurts was the guy. He's the trigger man. And if you watch it closely, we all did, you could see that there was a quantum leap from last year.
Touch a little bit more on Steichen for me, Ron, because I do believe he deserves a lot of credit from the standpoint of putting Jalen in the position where his assets could be best utilized and really not handcuffing him and trying to force him into some sort of system. They really have put an offense together that Jalen can really feel comfortable with.
I absolutely totally agree with you. And, you know I'm not big on the quarterback runs, but I think there's enough design runs that keeps the defense honest, mm-hmm. You know, where he can tuck it and take off to the sideline and get big yards running the football. It's not a heavy dose, but it's enough to keep the defense honest. But I think what he's done a really good job of is defining what Jalen's reads are by formation variation, you know, by motion. There's a lot of motion. There's different personnel packages. Hey, the first two plays of the game last week, obviously Devontae Smith catches the first one. The second play, they came back with the same formation, same play. And he could have thrown it to Devontae again. Mm-hmm. He came backside to Dallas Goedert. So he saw a repeat play that was successful. Come right back to it when it's successful. Formation variation, motion, dictate coverage to the secondary. That's all part of the repertoire under Steichen right now. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, it was a good flow. Ron, it felt like the game was much, it was like 40-7, but it was only 24-7. And there were a couple spots in that second half, blocked field goal that could have been a return for a touchdown. Irv Smith, right before the half, dropped a gimme, which would have been a touchdown. Couple of other plays, interceptions, the Eagles defense bailed him out. How impressed were you with the defense on Sunday?
By the way, that was great defense in that second half. It really was, because there were a lot of opportunities for the Vikings to come back in that game, and the defense bowed its back and was able to stop them. But clearly, when I looked at the tape, I saw some things that we talked about last year that we didn't see, guys. A lot of man-to-man coverage. And that's a real plus, because that secondary played extremely well. I saw some pressures. And, you know, everyone talks about quarterback pressures differently from a defense perspective. And we talk about dogs. And that I quantify dogs as when linebackers come on and with pressure. I consider blitzes when secondary-level players, safeties or corners, come and pressure. And I saw all of that. I saw base zone coverage. I saw man-to-man coverage. I saw the dogs where linebackers blitz. And I saw zero coverage. And, hey, that's, you know, they got after Cousins with that zero coverage, and they got pressure on his face. So that's when you really must get pressure. So I really saw a defense that showed all aspects and all facets of a confusing style of defense. So that was really good to see. And, you know, maybe people go off Jonathan's back a little bit right now, because it was a well-conceived and well-executed game plan by the Eagles defense.
Mm-hmm. What have you seen from Carson Wentz? Have you had a chance to look at their film? We know the offense has looked good, their defense not so much, but what have you seen when you looked at them?
I will say this, Carson looks like the Carson of old. He's always had great ability. That was never a question. You know, I don't know what happened, you know, inside that locker room, inside the building. But, hey, I was at his workout day in Fargo, North Dakota for his pro day, and he was absolutely phenomenal. He still has that same God-given talent. If he can get his mind right and play the way he did in those early years in Philadelphia, I mean, he could wreck a defense. They have outstanding wide receivers, and they will throw the ball down the field. Now, if you look at numbers, he's 7 touchdown passes in 2 games. Those are big numbers. But he's also made some mistakes with the football. He's thrown 4 interceptions, and some of them were bad reads and bad throws. So I think it's, when you spin this forward to this game, it's a game where you look and say, Jonathan Gannon, don't give him a pre-snap look that he knows. You give him something, then once that ball is snapped, change it up. That's when you can force him to make mistakes and get some pressure on him. He does not like to take the hits. He feels that pocket pressure. He will get out. If there's one thing I'd like to see the Eagles do a better job of, is getting pressure with their base down four defense.
Jaws, NFC East road game. You're down in Landover, Maryland. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. It might even go up before kickoff. They're coming off an emotional Monday Night Football win. I mean, all the ingredients for one of these games, a trap game. You go down there, you're thinking the whole NFL, ESPN, NFL Network saying how great the Eagles are, and Washington is down there waiting for you. How difficult of a game is this for the Eagles? All
it
said,
is very difficult, you know, and you've got a guy that's been in those games a long time. You got Ike Reese on the show every day. He can tell you what it's like. You know, you guys start feeling good about themselves. Everyone's talking about the Eagles now, like you said, you know, one of the top teams in the league, and that's great. But if you start believing those headlines, you're going to come back with an L from Washington. They're a quality football team. They're getting better. Ron Rivera's an outstanding football coach. They don't have all the bullets right now, but they've got a pretty good football team. And we all know, when the NFC East gets together, and especially against Washington, it seems to be historically, it's always a one-score game. They're always tough football games. So if the Eagles go down to Washington and think they can just show up and win the football game, they'll be in for a big surprise.
What do you expect, Ron? Close game? Eagles win?
Oh, I've got the Eagles winning 35-24. I think this team has superior talent to the Washington Commanders, but they've got to go down there and play that way. I mean, they're going to get the best shot from Washington. Washington's 1-1. They know if they win the game, they're right back in first place, tied with the Eagles. So, you know, it's early in the season, but you can't start looking down the road. And most of the coaches I ever played for always say, one game at a time, one play at a time, and don't look any further than that.
Now, do you do that in your golf game, Jaws, out there? How are you hitting them?
Terrible. I'm going back out for the back nine. I'm playing terrible, but it's a five-man scramble. We intend to bring the Super Bowl of Golf Trophy back to Philadelphia. So
there we go. Yeah,
I love just saying those words, Super Bowl.
All right, well, get back out there. Thanks.
All right, Jaws.
Thank you, guys. Sorry for the inconvenience with that connection earlier.
It's all good,
you're
brother.
Good, man. You're the
all
best. Good. Thank you. Yep. There he is, Ron Jaworski, live from Palm Springs, California. Have you been to Palm Springs?
Never even been to Palm Springs.
No, me neither.
Is that around L.A.?
I think it's like an hour out. It's an hour in the desert. Maybe a little bit more.
Why do they call it Palm Springs, though? I mean, you'd think palm
trees.
Beach. Yeah, but palm trees should only be reserved for beach areas.
So my understanding of Palm Springs is, yes, you're in the desert, but it's also beautiful, and it's like a new town. It's a regal town. A lot of money
out
there.
Rich people. Yes. Yeah, we know it. So why are you asking me if I've been there?
I just didn't know. I would love. But you don't have to be rich to go there. You have to be rich to live there.
Well, you better know somebody that's rich going out there.
Well, now because I looked at taking like on a vacation next year. I'm like, do I really want to go to the Jersey Shore for like which we probably will end up doing.
So you hate the Jersey Shore?
No, I want to do that, but I also want to do something different. And my brother-in-law lives on the West Coast, so I was thinking like, can we go from Vegas up to see my friends in San Diego, and then kind of do a couple of places?
You're taking the kids to Vegas?
Yeah, no, but I want to. He doesn't live in a casino. He works and lives in Las Vegas.
It's all the same.
It really is. But we start out there and we make our way up and.
Well, I know you'll be good to go. I didn't know Liz and the kids would really want to be hanging out in Vegas.
Oh, the 18-month-old, would they have fun on the 5-hour drive to L.A.? Probably
right,
not.
Exactly.
I love Southern California.
You gotta take a guy's trip.
I was talking. To Pete, Chickies and Pete, and little Pete, and they were down at the University of Texas game against Alabama. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. That's the guys. That's the guys
that's
weekend
the guys.
I want to do.
That's,
yeah.
Pete's hanging vicariously through his sons.
yeah. Pete's son
goes
to University of Texas.
I'm going down to Texas to see Mikey. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to visit my son. What do you mean? This isn't a guy's trip. I'm going to see my son. Jack, wouldn't you like to do that? To go see like major SEC college?
I'm not even the biggest college football fan, but that stuff's cool. Especially if you can see gamble on the walk-in. You know, as long as the state has gambling, yeah, it'd be a thrill.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere the state doesn't allow gambling.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's for certain.
Yeah, you had to deal with that in North Carolina, and that wasn't
fun,
huh?
It's never fun.
All right. Well, we thank Jaws. And by the way, just for the record, for everybody out there, it's like, you jinx the Eagles. Jaws and I had a very similar score, a very similar breakdown than what
and
we thought
of
in the game.
And both of you guys are quarterback experts. You're down on Jalen after the Tampa game, you know, and you're on your way back.
We actually have had very similar takes
heading
into the season.
Listen, you have similar takes to Jaws. Me and Mad Mike have similar opinions. Like, it is what it is.
And just remember, when I scouted Josh Allen, you know what I saw when I saw Josh Allen. I saw greatness.
Right.
I took him over Wentz.
That was his third year.
I was much maligned.
That was his third year. After two bad seasons.
Before his third year.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything before the end.
He was running the ball. He wasn't a great passer.
That's what I'm saying.
But I drafted him mostly for his running potential. I didn't know he was going to develop into this kind of a quarterback.
Remember how average he was in that game up in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so funny, like, given what
Winston
he was.
Winston went up there and beat him, yes.
Yeah, that was Miles when was on his run at the end of his rookie year.
Josh Allen leap.
Yeah.
Yep, Josh
like
Allen
the
jump.
The one that Hurts is on
it's
now.
It's going to be called the Jalen Hurts jump.
Yep.
In a year or two.
Josh Allen jump, not the Josh Allen leap.
215-592. Well, I mean,
I guess Jeffrey Lurie does know quarterbacks.
You know what, Ike?
Jeffrey Lurie said Josh Allen leap.
Remember when I said maybe I'm the crazy one? When I finally said everybody else, maybe they're right and I'm the crazy one. Maybe they were right. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
We talked long enough. Yeah, we'll be right and wrong.
And I am the crazy one. Ask anybody. Coming up, your phone calls. Also, what the hell is Jerry Jones trying to do down in Dallas?
I have to believe 1 and 1 is 3.
Well, play that audio back to your calls on the Eagles, Carson Wentz, Washington Commies. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WAP. Hey, listen, BetMGM customers, if you have a friend who loves sports as much as you do, here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. To sign it to your BetMGM account, click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state that you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up, makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you will receive a $50 bonus.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As well. BetMGM.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but you can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it. When he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he did it.
That's Jarrah talking about, does he want a quarterback controversy? Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott, and he said, "You're damn right. Win a couple games, I'd love to have that controversy." Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that he would. That means that they're winning games, but there'd be no real controversy, right, until Dak came back and they lost the game.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell Jerry's talking about. He's just talking.
Don't you get the idea that he really would, because that means everybody's talking about the Cowboys and he'd rather have people talking about the Cowboys even if it meant some unrest with the or controversy with the team?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, his team is worth more than any other team in sports.
Yep.
I guess as long as his team is in the headlines, that's all he cares about.
Well, that's what he's winning right now, is being in the headlines more than anything. So that's Jarrah. And that's the Giants this weekend, right? Is that in New York?
Yeah, Monday night.
Oh, Monday night football.
This is not Sunday night football. They usually stick them on Sunday night football. So at least they matured past that.
Right. They threw a bone to Monday night football. Yeah, you have the Broncos hosting who are the Broncos hosting again on Sunday night?
Niners.
The Niners, yes. So Niners and Broncos on Sunday. That's an interesting one. We'll give our picks coming up at 5:30. So don't go anywhere. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is about Carson Wentz and your thoughts on him coming in or playing the Eagles. Not coming in, but playing the Eagles this weekend for the first time. And it's either you're over Wentz and you've moved on, or you're still mad at him. Luckily, most people in the Twitter poll have moved on from Carson Wentz. 86% saying, no, I've moved on from Carson Wentz. I'm not mad at him. Craig in D.C. is going to give us the vibe down in D.C. as the Eagles and the Commanders on Sunday. What's the talk down there, Craigie? What's up?
Mark and Reese. Yo, give me some Ike juice first, baby.
Awesome.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
Eagles! What's up, fellas?
There you go.
What's up, Greg?
What's up, Craig?
Man, I ain't talked to y'all in a while, bro. I had to get pumped, man. I had to get this call in, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, we out here in D.C. We great. Rock the house in this sucker, man. We got the tickets. Me and my son going, you know. The vibe is pretty mellow down here with Wentz. And let me just say this real quick about Wentz. I'm kind of the same way. With the other people that don't have a grudge against Wentz, man, stop that mess, man. This man helped us win a Super Bowl. Let me just remind everybody. So just calm down with that. I mean, I hope he comes back when they do the reunion and all that good stuff, because he earned that. You know, he earned that. We'll never be able to forget that. You know, that's my points on that real quick. But second, down here, the vibe down here, it's, man, I can't believe it, fellas. It is amazing, bro. It's so quiet, man. I mean, you don't hear nothing down here. I mean, you know how the Eagles are. When we got Dallas or whoever else coming down, everybody's jumping. It's all over the radio. Man, it is so quiet, man. It is unreal. So I think they're just
– they're nervous? Listen, the Eagles are steamrolling.
Yeah,
the Eagles are steamrolling right now.
That's what it is. They don't want to talk smack. Yep. They want to wait till after. You know, they feel like we're going to come in here and smoke them. I got them winning 31-17. That's my score. I mean, look, we averaging 30 points. And that Skins defense – I mean,
We got you.
They ain't going to stop this train, baby. This train is rolling, dog. And you know what? The thing I'm impressed about the most about it, fellas, is that if you notice, even though we won the first game, it was tough. You know, we had some kinks and stuff like that. But from week to week, I mean, from week one to week two, just seeing the maturation of Hurts, I mean, he's going through his reads. Ike, you could tell the game is slowing down for him, man. He's back there just picking them apart, dude. He went through one play. He went through four reads and went back to the number three read. So that tells you we got a guy that's going to get better every week. He's dedicated, motivated. Fly, Eagles, fly. But, hey, Eagles surely coming down. Got a busload. I heard her talking this morning. They got
the busload going down. Yeah.
Man, we're going to paint the stadium green, fellas, because that's how we do, man. We take over the stadium every time they come. I always go.
Yeah.
You know, and there's going to be tons of Eagles fans up in here. So, yeah, we definitely going to be 3-0, and then we move on to the next week and keep it moving, fellas. I love it.
All right, man. Have fun with your son, Greg. Enjoy it, man.
Take care, fellas. Yep. All right, now.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Eagle Shirley's heading down. Butch is heading down.
Butch Manioc's heading down.
Bingo.
Has he started calling the morning show again?
Yeah, he's back. He took a 3-week hiatus to find himself, I think.
Did he explain where he was at?
No, I think he just needed a little mental reset and had to get going, and he's back.
I would have suggested maybe he was away somewhere, but I did see him during that. Those,
yeah. You thought he was locked up?
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure, but I did. Then I saw him at a Phillies game, and I'm like, all right, so Butch is around. Well, I mean, sometimes, especially before the Eagles season, you kind of need to, you know, like get your head right and whatever, and, you know, so Butch is back. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, what's up? Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Tom.
Listen, I'm going to give my feelings about Carson Wentz. I'm kind of, like, neutral. Like, I don't hate the guy. I respect what he did for us for 2017. You know, I understand, you know, what happened with him. And I also understand this is more of a business than it is a personal decision when people do things in sports. But, you know, I don't hate the guy. But I'll tell you one thing. I respect the heck out of his talent. And we better be ready this Sunday because he's going to give us trouble. If this game was being played in Philadelphia, I'd feel a little bit differently. But because it's kind of like out of the Philadelphia range for him, I think he's going to be a little bit more comfortable. I expect the game that we were expecting with Minnesota, the high-scoring shootout game, mm-hmm. this is what I expect in this game. And I have the Eagles 34-27.
High scoring, another high scoring game.
But they cover.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not hedging because that line could change a little bit. I am more on the over in this game than I am.
Right. Got you. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so that's my play. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a high scoring game. Carson Wentz is going to get his, but we're going to shut him down or have him make a fatal mistake in the fourth quarter. But I mean, I respect this. The talent of this dude tremendously, and I think we're going to be in for a battle this week.
Yeah,
appreciate it, Tom. Yeah, like I'm predicting a high scoring affair. I could also see where, you know, like you expect, because you saw the Eagles' offense, you're expecting a lot of points, but then you go down there and it's one of these grinded out NFC East games where there's field goals instead of touchdowns and there's missed opportunities where you get the ball over midfield and you're punting or there's some turnovers. I mean, really, they've played so clean so far in the first 2 weeks outside of that interception mm-hmm. to where, you know, like it's tough to do that every single game. So everybody's thinking a lot of points. Last week it looked like it was going to happen based on the first half, and then no one scored in the second half. So it didn't end up being that high-scoring affair.
Oh, yeah, but we was on that under early that day.
We were.
Yeah, that over-under started at 50.5, and it was at 48.5.
It looked so easy to take the over in that game, yeah.
Yeah, so we knew that one was going under Monday night.
What is what's the over-under on this, Jack?
52.
Is it 52?
Unless it's gone down.
I'm going to take a quick look real fast here. I mean, it's, I'm not going to say that looks easy, but just trying to
for
get
what,
it.
The 47, over?
47 and a half.
47
oh,
and a half.
47 and a half.
So 27-21 gets that done. All right. That seems like a pretty good number. Anthony in Phoenixville joins us. Anthony, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What up, Anthony?
What's up, Anthony?
I don't think if without Carson, the Eagles would have won that Super Bowl in 2017. I mean, the guy won 11 games for us that year, and you know. But I believe in Jalen now the same way I did then. I actually feel like the Vikings game that on Monday night kind of had the same vibe of that Washington Monday night game, and ironically, it was against the same quarterback.
Was that Kirk Cousins that Monday night?
Yeah, that was Kirk Cousins, and he's still playing for Washington.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good knowledge.
But yeah, no, I have a really good idea for the drop board. I've been telling Jack, I'm calling in this week trying to get through. But, Ike, you might be mad at me, man, because it involves mocking a former Eagle.
Oh, I don't care.
Ooh, boy.
Who do we got? We would never do that on this show.
Yeah.
You got my attention.
So Johnny Marks, you've been taking a lot of heat from these callers that, like, you know, you're not a Jalen supporter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just hear a drop of T.O. crying, saying, "That's my quarterback."
Talking about Jack, do you like it?
Sorta.
Have to get the ruling.
It's a little bit of an old drop,
but
yeah, you know.
It's my quarterback.
Yeah, it's a famous drop though.
It's my teammate.
Yeah, it's an old one.
And well, plus, like, Jack didn't come up with it.
Right. So if I don't come up with it, it doesn't count. But like, it's like the I'm a man. I'm 40.
Right.
You know, I'm a man. I'm 40.
Or the Bart Scott can't wait or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. All old.
Yeah.
So generally, how I view the drop board, and we can all have different philosophies, is that it, for the most part, it has to have happened while we were on the air, and like we played it while we were on the air, and then it goes on the drop board. I love the I'm 40. I'm a man. I'm 40, but like that's from what 2006 or something like that.
It was the anniversary of it yesterday.
Was it really?
Yeah,
I'm all for playing it, but yeah, like it just put it on the. I mean, maybe if you're setting up something, you know it's coming, you could set up the drop board, but that we can't put that on the board and use it all the time. At least I don't think so. All right, check it out this Sunday. What's up, Delco? I'm hosting the Miller Lite Eagles Watch Party. Barnaby's in Havertown. It's 1-3 on Sunday. Bill Berge will be there. Mike Mamula will be there. The best mascot in the business, Swoop, and $3 Miller Lite bottles and drafts. Eagles cheerleaders, along with Barnaby's Best of Philly Buffalo Wings or the Macho Nachos. They have great food at Barnaby's. It's the Miller Lite Eagles Watch Party with Eagles alums, as I mentioned, Bill Berge and Mike Mamula, cheerleaders, Swoop. Hosted by me this Sunday at Barnaby's Havertown from 1 to 3. It's Miller Time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly. And if you still have a Mamula jersey in your attic or in your closet, wear it. I want to see a lot of Mamula jerseys coming up on Sunday. PJ's calling from Westchester. PJ, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday, fellas.
What's up, PJ?
What up, PJ?
Hey, this is a perplexing subject, and honestly one I still wrestle with. All right, I'm going to say this. It's hard to hate or even have disdain for a guy who has the only ring in our team's history, and we wouldn't have it without him. I still have his jersey, his signed helmet, and always will.
Huh.
But he ended up breaking my heart. And so the love for this guy I'm hearing today specifically is a bit precarious. A couple people mentioned this, but for me it's the how and the when it all happened. I'm not talking about his lack of leadership, blaming it on everyone else in the film room, dismantling the locker room, etc. But and a guy called in earlier and he said it. He did turn his back on us. And John, you disagreed. For me, here's where the when comes in. The guy whines like my 4-year-old son and says he wants out while our team was still in contention that year. I get we were a bad team in a dumpster fire of a division, but we still had a shot to make the playoffs. And with only a few games left where you know it's not possible to get traded there, mid-game week he comes out. So I think we respect what he did, but ultimately heading into a game against him, we need to remember the how he exited. For now, and then one day, a long time from now, we can get back to admiration for the guy.
Mm. Well, I don't hear a ton of admiration for him today. I think people.
I don't either.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody have admiration for him. But like, I think what you say, like, it's somewhat fair, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
what I would say to you when you said he turned his back on us, there's no doubt that he wanted to be traded. But like, it was the right move for everybody. So it may not have felt like it at the time, PJ, because like at the time, I felt like you did. I felt like, really? Like, you had the bad season. You're the one that's the starting quarterback. You had the bad season. Now you want to be traded? But then he got traded, and then you're like, you know what? Like, it was never going to work here for him. It just wasn't going to work. Like, he wanted to be traded because he knew it was best for him. And it was best for him. It was best for the franchise, too. It really was. We were never going to get over the Carson Wentz thing unless he came out and they won a Super Bowl. It was always going to, we were always going to be wrestling with something. There was always going to be a new report. There was always going to be this player, that player, this person in the organization, that person in the organization. He doesn't take coaching well. Like, all those things were always going to be there. So, like, they moved on, and life's been pretty good since then.
Yeah, I think most people have moved on.
Agreed.
I mean, it's pretty evident today. What did you say the poll was? 80-something%?
Right? 80,
I think. Yeah. I don't. I mean, there are very few people, and I think people are calling up because of, you know, Jack, his rant of saying people are bad fans, and you're saying people are bad people.
Well,
if they still don't like Wentz or what have you, that's why they're calling up, because they feel like, hold on, how are you judging me for not liking him and he did this?
Yeah. We are. We're judgmental here on the Mark Sinner
Show. I'm just saying that's why we're getting the calls is from those people who don't feel like they should have to justify why they don't like Carson Wentz or don't root for him. I don't really know if there's anybody that still has any real venom for him. I don't. I mean, if our team stunk, I could understand it. But when your team is good and you love the quarterback that you have here now, You don't have time to still hold on to some emotion that you have for, because it really says you're not that happy with the guy you're with. It's like you're still that mad at your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend when you're married now. Like, what? Like, are you serious? You're still wasting emotion on a past relationship?
Yeah, if you've moved on and you shouldn't even be thinking or worried about
it. It shouldn't draw that type of emotion out of you.
Shows you're not
over. If you're truly happy where you are.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Damon in East Norriton has something on the game. Damon, what do you think of the game on Sunday? What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, gentlemen?
How are you?
I think it should be. I'm well.
What's up, Dave?
Be very excited for the game, especially you, Ike, because the Warbird is coming.
Is this Damon formerly of the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League?
It is. Let me comment on that real quick. Those ladies were not prostitutes. Okay, they were.
We knew that. We knew they weren't paid professionals.
All right. They were church girls. What's it?
David, we've been talking to you since then.
Did you say they were church girls?
Hey, we volunteer, feed the homeless, all that. But
oh,
no,
man,
so
I love it.
So Carson Wentz has had the best core he's ever had, best receiver core ever. And unfortunately, Gannon is going to get exposed, and Jaden's going to get exposed this week because he's not going to be able to keep up with it. It's simple as that. I got it going probably about 45-38.
45-38. So if you have any of these
no defense being played in that game.
Players in the in your fantasy.
It's gonna be about cardio. I don't think Slade's gonna be able to keep up with McLaren all night.
Huh? Oh, Slade can keep up with anybody, man. Come on, man. He just locked down Jefferson.
Oh, well, you got two other wideouts to worry about. You got Samuel and Dotson.
Now, I will agree with you there.
Yeah, they're good.
They have weapons,
You know, Damon, the one thing that surprised me is they haven't – I would have thought they would have leaned a little bit more on the running game, I guess, being behind like they were,
they weren't able to do it.
But I wonder if they come out and they want to run the football this week.
Nah.
Well, you don't want them to run the football. Ron Rivera might.
No. We have JD. Listen, y'all going – every this is going to happen. Every time y'all put 22 in – what's his name?
Hold on. Are you a Washington fan?
Yes, he's a Washington fan.
I'm a Skins fan. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I forgot it as well until he got on the line. Yeah.
No, I'm not a Carson fan, but I do like what we let them do. We let them throw the ball. But I got to get back to work, but I appreciate you guys.
All right,
Dave.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You know, eventually we'll move on from the Wentz conversation, I'm imagining, one of these years. Of reflecting and thinking back, because he's going to be around for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in Washington next year. I think they put enough weapons around him that they can be enticed by what they see this year. As long as he stays healthy, that you would want another season of that. The last thing you want is every year to have
another different quarterback.
So, you know, they are trying to rally around him and put that support around him and give him sort of that, you know, Ron's trying to, you know, boost up his confidence and that sort of thing. And these are probably the best weapons that he's had since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
When you look at the McLaurin and whatchamacallit's playing well this year. He was terrible last year, Curtis Samuels.
Yeah.
I had him in fantasy last year and had to cut him. And then they got the kid from Penn State. Dotson's been very good. He's a good player.
Yeah,
so,
if there's more good than bad,
as long as the defense is the reason for them losing versus the offense, he's not going anywhere.
All right, look who's on the line, Ike.
Who?
Tommy down the shore. Tommy down the shore, are you still a Carson Wentz fan, or are you have venom for Carson after you left Philadelphia? How are you, buddy?
Yeah, John. You know what? Hey, you still with me?
What's up, Tommy?
How are you?
I'm very good. First things first, congratulations to Jack and his wife, Jill, on the baby Fritz on the way. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
Now, what's the age you can start eating bologna, Tommy? Do you need teeth, or is that just kind of you can gum it when you're like 6-7 months old?
Maybe, let's say 1 year old, you can start. You know, it's a lot of sodium. You have to be careful, you know what I mean?
Jack's putting a note in his phone for that. Thank you.
Yeah, you can start young, but not too young, yeah?
Yeah, that's a lot of sodium for a youngster, Tommy.
A little too much. But as far as Carson goes, listen, I mean, I'm very grateful for what he did. You know, he was a huge part of our success that season. it seemed in the end he wasn't a very good teammate. I was a little disappointed, but I don't have any real hatred towards him. You know, I'm just kind of, I'm ready to go demolish that team. That's all I care about at this point. What do you guys think? Is that a level-headed?
Nah, that's the approach. That's the approach you should have, yeah.
Now, do you think that's going to happen on Sunday, Tommy?
Well, I think, listen, this is a rare week where I actually think my prediction is relatively reasonable. Usually I'm the one that's doing the high scores, but I think it's going to be a big win, but I'm hearing some really high predictions, including from yourself, John.
Yeah, I believe in the offense at this point. I think they roll this week.
You know what it is? I feel like this is kind of like there's something about this game that's like Shakespearean. You guys ever read like a little bit of Shakespeare, like to be or not to be? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I that's about as much as I've read of Shakespeare right there, that one line.
Well, we say QB or not QB. That's the question.
To be or not to be. That's as far as I've gotten.
QB or not to be is perfect because, listen, we got Hurts. He was the backup. He kind of struggled. He ended up overtaking Carson for the job, and he's rolling. And now it's a rematch, and it's like if two of the Shakespearean characters were to kind of go up against each other in like the third act of the play. It's going to be very dramatic, don't you think?
Could be, yes.
Yeah,
could
I guess
be.
So.
Could be. So, official prediction, Tommy?
This is going to sound very modest, but I'm going 38-17 Birds.
It's not far off of my prediction,
38-17.
Tommy. 38-17. What's on the menu? Where will you be watching the game? What's on the menu, Tommy?
I'll just be chilling. Hanging out with a few friends, mix it up a little bit, some bologna nachos, and maybe some funnel cake, and then it's delicious. So it's a weird combination. I'll be honest.
That's a weird combination.
To hydrate, so I'll make some cucumber and lemon water, so we can all stay hydrated. You know what I mean? Delicious.
Now, dude. Is it like nachos with refried beans and everything else, and you substitute bologna for ground beef, or what's the bologna nacho recipe?
Exactly. You do end up doing a little bit of that. I'll be honest. There's no shame in that.
Well, Tommy, so far your predictions have been good. 2-0 on the season, and we look forward to getting it to 3-0 after this week.
Beautiful, baby.
All right, Tommy, have a great week, man.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. All right, see you next week.
All right, there he is, Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
We have to limit the amount of time with Tommy because we're up against it because we can't be late for a top 5 at 5 with Jack.
Plus, he's doing our text line today. We're overworking Tommy.
Oh, really? He's doing the text line, too?
Battles in Miami.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Battles at his bachelor party in Miami.
Well, everybody's headed to Miami for their bachelor party, huh?
Yeah,
I went
to Sea Isle. Top 5 at 5 with Jack.
Ooh, boy.
What is even in store for us today? That, and I missed out, Ike. That and more of your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.